This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Do I sound really crisp? Do I sound super tight? Well, it's because I am in the GCN studio, and oh, it is so nice, and it is so comfy. My tushy has never been so comfy. These chairs are so much nicer than my studio chair at home. You know, I do my show out of Las Vegas, Nevada, and, you know, our seats aren't really designed to be comfortable in Las Vegas, if you notice. You know, I mean, unless, of course, you're gambling. If you're gambling, then, oh, my gosh, it's like one of those JetBlue first-class mint sort of seats. If you're gambling, I mean, it'll have a hemorrhoid pillow for you. You could even poop in a casino seat. I mean, it has like a little, it's like one of those, you know, portable potties where you could just kind of sit there and, you know, potty if you have to, so you don't have to, you know, leave the slot machine. But, you know, in Vegas, usually, you're supposed to kind of stand at the bar, you know, stand at the, you know, craps table. You don't sit and play craps. I don't know anybody that sits and plays craps. I mean, I guess you could probably sit on the side. But, you know, it's really kind of this anti-seat atmosphere. And here I am. I'm in Minnesota. And that's where GCN Network is. I know, that's so cool. So cool. Minnesota had, like, this big snowstorm a few days back. And me coming from Vegas, I was like, oh, that's great. You know, I'll bring my toboggan, you know, and maybe I'll bring my skis. Although I'm not really sure where you ski in Minnesota yet. I got to figure that out. But I'm like, oh, I'm so ready for snow. And so, you know, we got rain. So I'm, like, really, really excited about that. But it's really cool being at the network. It was cool until I realized that the boss could be listening to the show. See, just because I'm in Vegas doesn't necessarily mean the boss is always going to be listening to the show. The problem is now I'm on his home turf. So if he's wanted to kind of, you know, pop on in and pop a listen to listen to my show, the problem is now he's listening to my show. And I taught you guys very, very well. We've gone into painstaking detail on how you need to lay low and be under the radar when it comes to the boss. All right? The last thing you want is the boss to notice what you're doing. Now, that's different from how I grew up. I grew up, you want the boss to notice you. The boss looks at you. They're like, oh, my gosh, Dr. Dahlia, you know what you're doing. And then you're like, yeah, I know what I'm doing. Uh-uh, absolutely opposite. Because however good you think you are, you're not. You're not that good. I think I'm awesome. I think I'm like the best fish show host there is. I think I am just the creme de la creme. The problem is boss man, who's obviously been in this business for years, might differ. So lay low. But I'm sure that I could work this to my advantage. Okay. One is you could talk about how awesome your boss is. Oh, I love my boss. My boss is so awesome. He is the best boss. Okay. That's got to help. Do you guys kiss up to your boss? Do you guys ever kiss up? Oh, yeah, you know, you're so smart. Yeah, I do. I kiss up all the time. Any place I've ever worked, I'll kiss up. And sometimes it's really, really obvious because I'm short for words. But other times, there's ways to kiss up. Did we talk about this? There are ways to kiss up where it's not really obvious that you're kissing up. Like, for example, let's say your boss is wearing a suit and it's a good-looking suit. All right, but if you say, hey, boss man, I like your suit, he's like, oh, that's fake. Of course you don't like my suit. You don't like me. You don't like work. You don't even like to clock in. And now you like my suit, so they don't buy it. So this is what you say. All right? When they walk in with a suit, you'll say, yeah, I need to get my husband a suit. I like that color. Where did you get your suit? Okay. No, I think that'll look great on my husband. Now, that's also one way to get a little insult into your boss, too. Like, let's say he looks absolutely horrible in the suit. Just say your husband will look good. But you see, the fact that you want to know where he got the suit, the fact that you are going to have your husband wear the suit, now like, damn, I'm wearing a good suit. Yep. Or you could say, you know, your waist looks a lot more narrow in that suit. Have you been losing weight or is it the suit? And with guys, you know, they're kind of like girls going, yeah, I got a smaller waist. They're just like girls. They're just like the ladies with that. So, you see, that's a way to kind of kiss up. Let's say you want to tell your boss that you really like your job, but if you say that, everybody in the department is going to be like, oh, my God, she's full of it. You know, what you do is you tell your boss, say, look, you know, I've worked a lot of other places where, you know, I didn't get to express myself or use my creativity, and I really look forward to coming to work. You know, I know that kind of sounds, you know, cheesy, but I just want to tell you, I really kind of look forward to coming to work. So, you know, I'll see you Monday. And really? You actually look forward to coming to work? You see, that's not saying you love your job. That's saying you look forward to coming to work. Your boss doesn't give a damn if you like your job or not. They just want to know that you want to be there. Because if you don't want to be there, they could get somebody else. So I'll probably write a book on this because I think I could write a book on how to kiss up and I can't write a book on a lot of other things, but I think it's important. And the reason why this is important is because one of the headlines is we got these employee wellness programs. So now bosses are mandated, even though a lot of them wanted to do it out of, you know, the, you know, bottom of their heart, you know, friendly, you know, out of the, what's the word for it when they want to do something for you out of the kindness of their heart? Right. Well, now a lot of bosses and employers have to do wellness programs. And so are they actually doing anything for you? You know, is your boss being on top of your weight, on top of your BMI, on top of your smoking, helping? So we're going to talk about that. We also have a bunch of sleep myths. Right? Common myths about how much sleep and, you know, there's a study that kind of debunks them. We also have 60 doctors, pharmacists, and medical workers who have been charged in a major opioid bust. We talked about this about a week or two ago. This is pretty big. We got a baby born without skin in Texas. Now, you know, deep in the heart of Texas, I don't really know what's going on and why he, you know, wasn't born with skin. And then we got this issue where somebody was so fascinated with Columbine High School that the schools had to close down because of this threat. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen and for allowing me to broadcast here live at GCN today. And big thanks to Daniel, who was working the dials. I got to see everybody and give hugs to my peeps. We got Jason, Daniel, and Lee, and just, oh my God, great guys here, Brad. And so I really feel at home. Big thanks to you guys for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So for those of you in Colorado, you're wondering what the heck is going on, because apparently 20 Denver public schools and multiple other school districts have had to close because there's a Florida high school senior they describe as armed and infatuated with the Columbine massacre, that may be infatuated with high schools that she wants to shoot up. This is just days before the 20th anniversary of the attack. Local and federal officials are searching for 18-year-old Sol Pice because she made, quote, credible but not specific threats after traveling from Miami to Denver on Monday night. That's according to Dean Phillips, the special agent in charge of the Denver FBI police. And I'm looking at her. She looks a lot older than 18 years old. She looks a lot older. But anyway, they say she's 18. After Pais arrived in Colorado, she immediately went to a store and bought a pump-action shotgun and ammunition. Pais is considered a threat to the community and schools, but there is no information on any specific threat to a particular place, meaning they don't know where she was planning on hitting or where she is, but still out there, armed and dangerous. So Colorado was obviously bracing for the 20th anniversary of the Columbine Massacre that killed 13 people. So Denver area school districts now shut down very quickly in light of this new threat. Jefferson County Public Schools include Columbine High School in Littleton. They canceled classes Wednesday as they search for Pais. And other school districts closed Wednesday, including Douglas County School District, Aurora Public Schools, Cherry Creek Schools. And if you remember, Aurora, Colorado, they were the ones that had the massacre with the Batman movie that had come out, the Dark Knight movie. That was in Aurora, Colorado. So, Pais is a student at Miami Beach Senior High School. That's according to a spokeswoman from Miami-Dade County Public Schools, Daisy Gonzalez-Diego. And they say, we are fully assisting the FBI in their investigation. The 18-year-old came to Colorado on Monday. I'm not sure why. And then she purchased the shotgun and ammunition and went to the foothills where she was last seen. So she's about 5'5", last seen wearing a black T-shirt, camouflage pants, black boots. So authorities said they're being especially cautious because her statements don't express a specific clan and were mostly spoken. Apparently, she made statements that were threatening to schools, and she did purchase a firearm, which is what makes her a credible threat. Now, the man who said he was her father told the Miami Herald that he lost contact with his daughter Sunday. He says, I think maybe she's got a mental problem. I think she's going to be okay. No, I'm really not worried about her right now. I'm kind of worried about, you know, people in the schools and the school districts and, you know, whoever allegedly she wants to shoot. So, if you guys remember, back in 1999, it was about April 20th, all right? And I apologize. Let me kind of quiet down some of the sounds coming from this. Apparently, two students killed 12 of their schoolmates and a teacher in a mass shooting at the high school, Columbine, in the town of Littleton. That's about 10 miles from Denver. And this really, really opens up some wounds. And so what they believe is going on is that this 18-year-old was really kind of infatuated with the story and might want to recreate it. Now, the reason why I'm spending time on this is we don't know when the next mass shooter is going to hit. We don't know who it is. And we've done a real, you know, we've done a pretty good job being able to jump on threats and stop future shootings. But we aren't perfect because we miss some things like Adam Lanza and Jared Loughner and Holmes. So many of the other people that have hit Aurora, Colorado, Tucson, Arizona, Sandy Hook Elementary. And so we need to do a better job because we have to be at 100% all the time. We can't let somebody slip through our fingers. So we need to profile. Now, we don't like to profile. People come to doctors and go, okay, you know, do you think he's going to be the next shooter? Well, I don't know. 1 in 3 people have some sort of mental illness. And we keep, you know, saying he could be a she. This is an 18-year-old girl. What threats were made? What did she actually say? Why is she in Colorado? Why is she coming right before the Columbine anniversary? And so one thing that I think we could do if we did have to profile and dissect people out who could be the next shooter are people who are very, very obsessive. And not obsessive about their weight or obsessive about how they look or obsessive about doing a good job. But those who are obsessive about tragedies. Now, we have to be careful because there's a lot of historians. There's a lot of people that like to study 9/11. They like to study Pompeii. They like to, you know, so some people who, you know, are infatuated with history and want to study and like with Notre Dame. I mean, there are people out there that, you know, even though we're not being told it was caused by terrorists, we're not being told it was, you know, malicious or on purpose, you know, there's still people that are fascinated by it and, you know, want to do the investigative work and the, you know, detective work to figure out what the root is. Okay, I get how there might have to be a little bit of a passion or obsession with that. But if you have somebody that obsesses over something negative, that could be a huge red flag. Now, a lot of us do that, right? You get dumped, or you lose a job, or you lose a pet. You know, you are going to, for a short time, you know, have a rough time, but eventually you get over it, you know, or you are able to move on. And when you see that you have somebody that just doesn't move on and keeps bringing up the past, to me, that's a huge red flag. Now, I'm not saying they're going to be a shooter. They're going to be a mass shooter. They're going to shoot up a school. But in a psychological profile, that would, to me, make me concerned that somebody may be thinking about it so much that they may be interweaving some fantasies about it. And then, who was it? Was it not Jared Loughner? Alan, I'm trying to think, who was the person that did the Aurora, James Holmes? The one that did the Aurora, Colorado shooting. He had told his psychologist that he did fantasize about killing people. Now, she went to the school police. I don't think she went to Metro, but she went to the school police. But something like that, I think it's huge. If somebody is fantasizing about killing a bunch of people, then that person should be interrogated. That person should have a huge psychoanalysis done, should go through therapy, because the fantasy of killing somebody isn't normal. You know, we've talked about what's normal, because a lot of people will say, look, Dr. Dahlia, I get so mad, you know, that, you know, sometimes I wish my ex-wife was dead. I wouldn't want to kill her, but I think that my life would be easier if my ex-wife was dead. Having those fleeting thoughts may be very, very common. Go through a divorce, you hate somebody, and you're like, you know, gosh, it would be so much easier if she just didn't exist. But once you start to plan it, once you start to fantasize about that, now you're crossing the line. You know, somebody cuts you off and you're so mad and you're like, man, I wish I get into an accident up ahead. That I don't want to say that's normal, but it's common. And a fleeting thought like that will happen. You trying to make the accident happen, you praying that it'll happen, you fantasizing that it'll happen, that's a problem. So that's kind of the fine line with this. Now, the other thing, too, is we're noticing a lot of these shooters, they're young. Adam Lanza was a teenager. Jared Loughner, I think, was in his 20s. He was the one that shot up Congressman Gifford's rally in Tucson. James Holmes was young. The one that just shot on February 14th last year at the high school in Florida. Forgot his name. And then this girl, 18 years old. So now, what's going on with the teenage mind? Well, the teenagers, those are kind of rough. The teenagers are tough because they know how to shut down. And they're really good at not playing their cards, you know, and showing their hand. They're really good at that. And so what do you think is going on in the mind of an 18-year-old? The 18-year-olds usually, or the 17-year-olds, or these teenagers, they're going through a psychological phase where they are forming their own identity. And they are also becoming a little enlightened about the abilities and you know, them becoming an adult. And unfortunately, there's a little bit of a martyr dumb that can happen with that. There's a little bit of I'm infallible. I'm indisposable. People need me. I'm here for a reason. And so, unfortunately, with that sort of thinking, you get some narcissistic sort of thinking. You add some narcissism with some obsession, with some evil, and unfortunately, you have the next mass shooter. 1-877 Doc Dahlia, don't go away.
Any place. anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Over $1 billion has now been pledged to a fund for the rebuilding of the cathedral at Notre Dame in Paris following this week's massive fire. Meanwhile, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is leading a congressional delegation to Europe as Congress is on a vacation. She spoke today before the Parliament of Ireland and discussed the tragedy.
With the tragic fire, one of the greatest jewels of faith, history, and civilization, Notre Dame de Paris, we pray and extend our gratitude to the brave firefighters who controlled the damage as much as it was and were able to save lives in many of the wonders of that cathedral.
Police in Colorado say some tips connected to a woman who they say is obsessed with the Columbine High School shootings have produced some points of interest. They're looking for the woman, and in the meantime, schools around the Denver area remain shut down. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so something that started to grow after the ACA was this commitment. I don't want to use the word burden, but a commitment that employers realized they had to make to help their employees, not only with, you know, the mandate that they needed to provide health insurance and they needed to hire people full time. Any full time employee had to not only be paid full time, obviously, but insurance as well as raising the wages, etc. But on top of that, that the employer was responsible in some way for an employee's health. And as a doctor, I was kind of torn by that. Because on one end, I get it. You spend most of your waking day with your employer and for your employer. And so if you have to sit at a desk and sitting can hurt your health, you know, I think the employer has a duty to, you know, make sure that there are ways for you to not deteriorate in health just because you're doing your job. Also, workers' comp. Your employer should have a robust workers' comp insurance and protocol for when you get hurt. And that's by law. That's mandated. Employers, I don't want to say should. I'd really like to get health insurance out of the employer's hands. However, if employers are, you know, trying to entice you to work for them, then having a attractive health insurance plan, life insurance package, you know, would be very, very cool. It's not a must. But offer a plan that's not bogus. Offer a plan that has, you know, good, strong components that'll take care of your kids, take care of your pregnancy, you know, take care of your pre-existing, et cetera. So, you know, those are things I understand. And, you know, if you work for somebody, they shouldn't put you at unnecessary risk. If there's asbestos, they should clear out the asbestos. If there's lead paint and, you know, people are getting lead poisoning, they should clean that out. If there's mold, they should clean out the mold. So these are things that I think that an employer should do. Well, more and more pressure has been placed on the employer to do more for employees' health. Now, I've talked about this. You know, offering flu shots I think is nice. I don't think they have to, but offering flu vaccinations is nice. Offering sick leave is nice, but a lot of people take advantage. They use sick leave when they're not sick, and then they need it, and they don't have it, which is why I've suggested that employers start the bank of sick leave maybe in November rather than the summer or January, maybe start it at the start of flu season. Because by the time November and December comes around, most people are out of their sick leave, so then they don't take their sick leave, and then they come to work with the flu. So maybe start your new bank of sick leave in the fall. This way, there should be plenty to cover you through Christmas and the holidays, as opposed to somebody taking it in the summer and using it all up then because they're going on vacation. So there's been this, you know, I don't know, maybe unspoken mandate that employers need to do a lot more for employees' health. And so there's these workplace wellness programs now. And these workplace wellness programs are supposed to improve your health as well as reduce overall medical spending. They think, well, you know what? My insurance rates will go down because I'm going to get all my workers off smoking. I'm going to get all my workers to lose weight. Which in theory sounds amazing, because if you think about it, if you have a lot of heavy staff, then they are going to be more inclined to have, you know, high blood pressure and diabetes and high cholesterol and back issues and joint issues and cancer. So if you want your health insurance premiums to go down, so your health insurance, you know, can feel comfortable that they don't always have to pay, you know, for more services with your demographic of workers, it makes sense. You know what? If our employees lose weight, you drop our premiums down. Well, the truth of the matter is insurance companies aren't cutting their premiums that much. So if you do have a worker that cuts smoking and stops smoking, does that really change your overall expenditure for healthcare? No. And now there's a study published in the Journal of American Medical Association that looked at 33,000 workers at BJ's Wholesale Club. It's a retailer. And they found that there were no significant differences in their blood pressure going down, their sugar levels going down, or other health measures. And it found no significant reduction in workers' health care costs. Now, this wellness program, workers enrolled in the wellness program to learn how to exercise more and watch their weight. So why wouldn't it? If you're learning how to exercise more, if you're learning how to watch your weight, why didn't the blood pressure go down? Why didn't sugar levels go down? Dr. Zerui Song, a health policy researcher at Harvard, says these findings may temper expectations about the financial return on investment that wellness programs can deliver in the short term. They say most employers, 82% of companies with more than 200 workers, do offer some sort of wellness program like smoking cessation or weight management. That's according to the latest survey by Kaiser Family Foundation. And companies often encourage participation in these programs by dangling some sort of financial carrot, ranging from a gift card if you track your steps to a significant discount off what you pay towards your health insurance. So then, if you have the incentive, because I'm for incentive, not penalty, if you have the incentive and you have the education, why isn't it working? Well, on one end, it could be genetics. If somebody is destined to have high blood pressure, it doesn't matter how skinny they are. If somebody is destined to become diabetic, like in my family, everybody becomes diabetic. So if I watch my sugar, if I exercise, if I pray, there's still a chance I'll be diabetic. Now, thank God, Baruch Hashem, I've been able to put it off. I've been able to stave off. I haven't gotten diabetes yet, and I'm middle-aged, but it's a coming. So do I credit a wellness program? Do I credit genes? Do I credit what I'm doing? I don't know. But a lot of people that get high blood pressure or have weight issues or have diabetes, a lot of times it is genetics. But we are seeing that you can combat genetics. You can lose weight. Not everybody's going to be a size 2. But you can cut 10 pounds, 20 pounds, even if you're genetically overweight. You can. So these wellness programs aren't very, very popular by all because there has been concerns over the privacy. You have vendors selling workplace plans. You have health data that could be looked at by third parties. They say lawsuits have been filed that force employers to retreat from offering incentives for reaching specific goals. Does your employer have a right to know if you're diabetic? So, this brings back the subject of, do we need our employers completely out of our health? I personally don't like the idea that when I apply for benefits, health insurance, things like that, life insurance, whatever, that my employer would be involved. I would have to turn in my forms to human resources. That bothered me. FMLA, I still don't get. FMLA, the Family Medical Leave Act, is supposed to protect you from taking time off work if you're sick, so you don't lose your job, as long as this gets approved through human resources, being able to protect you if you're, pregnant or, delivering a baby or if you're taking care of a loved one. But what I don't understand is the diagnosis has to be on there, and human resources gets to see the diagnosis. I told you, there was a patient who had gone to, I'm not sure what clinic, she had gone to a clinic to get an abortion, and she came to me as a new patient saying, I need you to fill out my FMLA because I had to take some time off. So apparently she had had an abortion, it was botched, and she had been bleeding heavily and had retained fragments and got infected and had to go to the hospital. So she was, out of work for a good couple weeks. So I started filling out her FMLA. She goes, but don't say I had an abortion. And I'm like, oh, yeah, you're right, because I don't want insurance to see that. Well, I'll say you had a gynecological issue. I'll make it very vague. But still, human resources can see that. So with wellness programs, if they really aren't doing what they're supposed to do, is it worth the cost? 1-877-DR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hope you don't have the rocket pneumonia, the boogie woogie flu, because I really wouldn't know how to treat that. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Doctors don't know how to treat this one. We got a Texas baby born without skin. Cute little guy, but skin, that's the largest organ of the body. Yeah, whenever you're asked what's the largest organ of the body, no, no, come on, no, don't say that. That's an old joke. No, it's the skin. The skin's the largest organ. Come on, people, keep it clean. Anyway, a Texas couple is desperately hoping to receive some answers because their son was born with an extremely rare skin condition. I think it's like aplasia cutis. Cutis is for skin. Aplasia, lack of growth. I got to look it up. But apparently, specialists are pretty stunned. And on January 1st, Priscilla Maldonado Gray and Marvin Gray welcomed their third child, a son named Jabari Gray. This is according to the San Antonio Express News. And the couple thought it was going to be a normal pregnancy. But when the baby came out, the baby was only 3 pounds and missing a majority of his skin. Now, his head and legs had skin, but the rest of the body didn't. And so everybody was kind of silent. The room was, everybody was just kind of confused. And this wasn't really something that I guess was able to be picked up on ultrasound. And they say, in addition to lacking part of the body's largest organ, Priscilla revealed on a GoFundMe page campaign that her son's chin was fused to his chest and his eyes were fused shut. Also, his fingers were conjoined, so his fingers didn't develop correctly either. So Jabari was initially diagnosed with a rare skin condition called, here we go, aplasia cutis. According to the Genetic and Rare Diseases Information Centers, aplasia cutis is when somebody is born without skin. It most commonly, though, affects the scalp, but it could affect any part of the body. So the child was transferred to Texas Children's Hospital in Houston. And so now he's got to be fed through a tube inserted in his nose, requires frequent dressing changes, pain medication, topical ointments. Because remember, what does the skin do? Well, skin prevents infection. It's a huge barrier, but it also prevents dehydration. So when you burn yourself, I mean, if you burn over like 10% of your body, which is just a tenth, you're going to be hospitalized because you could completely dehydrate with that much opening to your body. And then the infection. Now, he weighs about 8 pounds, and some doctors think that now that he's getting better, he might not have aplasia cutis. He may have epidermolysis bullosa. Now, that's a genetic condition that affects 20 American newborns out of 1 million births. It causes the skin to become very fragile and blister easily. So maybe what happened is he had the skin, but it just kind of blistered. So when it blisters, it pops, opens, looks like he doesn't have skin. So doctors are now doing genetic testing. And mom is young. Mom's 25, dad's 34, so this wasn't like an advanced maternal age sort of, you know, genetic disorder that could happen. So it's going to take a few weeks, but they do have a GoFundMe page, and they're trying to figure out why he's missing a lot of his skin. And remember, they need to figure this out, because if there ends up being a cluster of this, or, you know, just like with Zika, you know, when you started having some babies born without a full head, you know, you really want to investigate and find out why, even if it's just one case. So, little boy's still in the hospital, but they do have a GoFundMe page, and they're trying to raise money. So please check that out. It would be the Gray Family GoFundMe page. All right. So, okay, what are doctors doing now? Oh, my gosh. Nearly 60 doctors and other medical workers have been charged in a huge federal opioid sting. Pharmacists, medical professionals, doctors. Apparently, have done alleged opioid pushing and healthcare fraud, according to the Justice Department. And the charges came less than 4 months after the Justice Department dispatched experienced fraud prosecutors in hard-hit regions in Appalachia. So apparently these cases involve more than 350,000 prescriptions for controlled substances and more than 32 million pills. They say that's the equivalent of a dose of opioids for every man, woman, and child across Ohio, Kentucky, Tennessee, Alabama, and West Virginia, in terms of the numbers, according to Assistant Attorney General Brian Benskowski. He said, you can rest assured when medical professionals behave like drug dealers, the Department of Justice is going to treat them like drug dealers. Those charges include 31 doctors, 7 pharmacists, 8 nurse practitioners, and 7 other licensed medical professionals. Now this is what gets me. How the hell do you go through medical school or nurse practitioner school or pharmacist school? How do you do that just to turn around and do fraud? Why would you dedicate your lives. You know, call me naive, but there is no way I could have gotten through the 36-hour shifts. There is no way I could have gotten through biochem or, you know, neuro or renal or all the real tough courses, anatomy, physiology, genetics. There is no way I could have gotten through that if the only thing in my heart, the only passion I had, is fraud or doing, you know, illegal stuff. You could only get through that if you really, really, really want to help people. Because there's no way to care. There's no, you have to, you're not studying just to pass the test. You're studying because you want to be a good clinician. So how does anybody go through all that schooling just to turn around and you know, become, you know, unethical or, you know, a criminal? Well, my worry is many people may not understand what they are going to realistically see on the other side. And my guess is psychologically, you have a lot of people that work their butts off. Then they get to their goal and they find it crap. They find patients are not there adorning you and, you know, respecting you. Patients are yelling at you because they have to wait an hour and they didn't get their antibiotic or they didn't get their narcotic and they're mad about Obamacare and they're mad about their, you know, deductible. And then you're not getting paid by insurance. And then you have all these rules and regulations and non-doctors are telling you as a doctor how to practice medicine. Maybe there's some people out there that go, whoa, 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 this is not what I signed up for. And maybe some of them want to quit out. I just don't know. And I'm not, again, this is allegedly, they're innocent until proven guilty. But it just, you know, having trained medical students, having, you know, gone through school myself, why would you go through all that just to end up in jail or even risk it? You don't risk your medical license or your pharmacy license or your nurse practitioner license. Why? So the Justice Department approved sending 14 healthcare fraud prosecutors to several different federal districts to help build cases. And then the prosecutors used traditional law enforcement methods, including search warrants, confidential informants, and surveillance. Now, they say it's not clear how many of the defendants ensnared in this round of prosecutions may fight the charges in court, but to prevail, the Justice Department has to prove that these prescriptions for narcotics were written and filled outside the course of normal medical practices and that they had no legitimate medical purpose. They say in some examples, authorities looked at inordinately large quantities, 100 prescriptions per day, and there were other suspicious facts, such as prescriptions with no evidence of a patient being physically examined. In another episode, they said one doctor had a pharmacy operating outside his waiting room. Now, here's the thing. When I hear that, a lot of doctors are now venturing into pharmacy because that's the way it was old school. Patients don't want to see you wait an hour and then have to wait an hour at the pharmacy for their prescription to be filled. Why not fill it right there at the doctor's office? And why not let the doctor increase their profit margin by actually selling the pharmaceuticals that they've been prescribing? You know, I mean, I used to spend my whole day, you know, referring people and writing orders or whatever. I never got that money. It was, you know, so everybody else could sell their prescription or sell the mammogram or whatever. So, you know, a lot of doctors, if they're good business people, may try to keep it in-house. That doesn't scare me. Writing 100 prescriptions a day, if you see, you know, 30, 40 patients a day, and some of them need two or three prescriptions of controlled substances, then you might technically write 100 that day. So I would like to see exactly what was going on, but, you know, it just doesn't make us look good, and it doesn't help us trying to fight the opioid crisis. So 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.